It's easier to comprehend things in our lives when we look back. Looking back, I can remember, and we comprehend the way things kind of went. And all too often we miss what's going on when it's going on. This is happening, and we either haven't figured it out, or we don't get it until we look back, oh, that's what that meant. When I look back on my life experience, I can see how I've been shaped by the good and how I've been shaped by the bad. I can see how the mistakes I've made have taught me, and how sometimes the successes have slowed me down. I can look at the bigger picture, looking back, and say, God has been getting it done and guiding me through. Although during my life experience, usually when it's right in front of me, I'm pretty clueless to the big picture. I've only been able to see what's going on at the moment and what significance it has then. But the significance it has for the bigger picture, I completely miss it. And this week, we get to celebrate Jesus' resurrection as described in the Bible reading. And we have the good fortune of being able to see the event as we look back at what happened. The tomb was empty. Jesus' followers panicked. They were in hiding. Mary went to the tomb, not knowing what to do and only having the energy really to sit and weep. And I wonder, why did she go there? We can speculate that maybe she wanted to somehow be in Jesus' presence. She didn't know what to do, wasn't thinking about any kind of danger from the authorities, and there was danger from the authorities. She just needed to be there. And while she was there weeping, she was in the presence of Jesus. And for at least a moment, she even missed that. And she's not the only one who missed it. I think she's the one that got it the quickest. I like that a woman got it the quickest. Smarter, more perceptive, more intuitive. Then there's Peter and John, who apparently still had competitive nature going on. They had a race to the tomb, and one of them got there first, and it was important enough that the story carried on with that, that one raced the other, and they got there first. I got there first, and so I wrote this down. And that's what they were thinking of there. Well, maybe they were trying to be heroes and everything, too. Mary, she was just there. She needed to be there. But Peter and John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, are not the only ones who missed it. Look at, in the story of Scripture, the Pharisees missed who Jesus was. Judas missed who Jesus was. The people who followed him as if he were some kind of magic healer missed who Jesus was. The people who threw down palms on Palm Sunday for their arriving warrior missed who Jesus was. But we get it, right? We look at the end of today's passage and think, I get it, I understand. I have seen the Lord. But you know where I go when I say stuff like that. But we get it. Because the obvious question that comes is, do we? Do we really get it? I think sometimes we get it. Sometimes we get to a point of peace and understanding. And in our celebration, we remember that Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. But then looking forward, I wonder what we're missing. After all, we have a great history of missing the point when it comes to this mystery of God. Why do we miss it so much? Why isn't Jesus easier to get? Maybe we're too wrapped up on our own agendas. Maybe we're focused on following the rules so much that we miss the point. The Pharisees did it that way. And I'm sure we've all been there. We can't feel like it's a time of worship. Maybe it was too loud. We can't understand the underlying message because we're offended by the words. We get annoyed because we lose focus if someone talks out of turn or sings off key. We think the music's too fast or we think the music's too slow. We don't like the song. We can't follow the sermon because the preacher has obviously lost it. There's my little rant for this Easter Sunday. But my point is, sometimes we miss the point when we find other things to help it get all cloudy. Although I don't think that's the only, or maybe even the primary reason why we miss the point. Over the next few weeks of Easter, we're going to have a chance to learn about and read about people who missed out on seeing Jesus until they were ready for it. This week, I think that Mary didn't realize that Jesus was standing there with her until she was ready for it. Ready for it. But doesn't God do what God does, whether we're ready for it or not. I believe that God does what God does, whether we're ready or not. I also believe that we can miss out on what's important until we're ready to really grasp it. And when I say things like that, when I say we're not always ready to understand what God is going to reveal, then it makes me feel like, you know, oh, I've already understood that. I've already gotten it. And I'm walking in dangerous waters where someone's thinking, what's this young punk talking about? Do you think he gets it? What makes him think that he's ready to grasp what's important before he's had a chance to really experience life? I'll give him an experience you don't forget. I miss it all the time. I miss the point all the time. I think I get it when it comes to understanding that Jesus calls us to live those two important rules, love God and love each other. But I think I miss the point when I try to figure out everything about what that means. When I look back, I see where God has been getting it done. Sometimes through what I've done or what I've said. More often in spite of what I've been up to. The earliest followers of Jesus missed the point. Often. And then sometimes they got it. We miss the point. Often. And because we can look back at the experiences of Jesus' earliest followers, we have a chance to get it, if only a little tiny bit. And as we're ready to grasp it, I think that God gives us a little more understanding. I think today as we leave worship, we get to leave with celebration on our minds. Jubilant celebration, saying Jesus is risen. We're going to go home. We're going to celebrate with family or friends or a nap. And we'll remember the living cross. We'll remember the music. We'll remember the preaching, the fellowship, and everything about this morning's worship service. We'll walk out of here with at least a little bit of, I get it today. But then I wonder what happens tomorrow. Are we going to go right back to missing it? Should we just stay home so that we don't mess up? If we spend so much of our time in our lives missing the point, and then when we do get it, there's so much more for God to reveal to us. How can we know if we're doing what's right? If we're missing the point all the time, and then when we do at least get a little bit of the point, there's so much more, how can we know that we're doing what's right? Or that we're doing just life? That we're doing this following Jesus stuff right? And of course my answer, how can we know, is always, anyone? I don't know. I don't know how we can know for sure that we're doing it right, but I do believe that we can open ourselves to what God has said, what God has gotten ready to show us. We can open ourselves to God's guidance. We can trust that as we look back, we'll see that we were given understanding and that God has been guiding us. I think we'll be able to say, as Mary did, after grasping this encounter with Jesus and knowing that she had been in the presence of the risen Jesus. We can say the same thing sometimes. We can trust that we can say that same thing sometimes by saying, I have seen the Lord. And here's a prayer that I think it's a short prayer, something you can repeat to remind you that God's going to reveal what God's going to reveal in the time that God says you're ready for, I think. And it reminds us to be open to what God is doing in our lives, what God is doing in our church life, what God is doing in the world. We can't make a huge difference just by saying this prayer, maybe not. But we can be ready for what God's doing because God is making all the difference in the world. Here's the prayer. I'll say a line and then you repeat it after me. And then we'll say amen. God, guide me today.
God, guide me today.
Through situations I don't understand. To places that may make me scared. I'm trusting that you are leading me.
Help me to be ready for what you are doing.
And all God's people said, Amen.